Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jim Ayers with Grief Share at First Baptist Church of Commerce. Jim, good morning.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, so you start a new 13-week session of this on Monday.
That's right. We do on Monday, September 12th at 6 o'clock at the church parlor on Sycamore Street.
Mm-hmm. And Grief Share, I've been reading about Grief Share for several years now. This is not a brand new program in Commerce or anywhere else then, huh?
No, it's been going on for a few years. My wife Tina and I moved to Commerce about a year ago, and that's when we became involved.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I guess we should say, I think it's obvious, Grief Share, what it's about, but you're helping people deal with grief, whatever form that comes in.
That's right. There are said to be five steps to grief, if you will, or stages, and the curriculum is video-based, so we watch a video for 30-40 minutes, and then my wife Tina and I facilitate the discussion of that material. And you're right that a lot of the people in the group not only have lost a loved one, but as we mentioned earlier, other life events can cause some form of grief that we talk about.
Mm-hmm. So. What are the five stages that you mentioned?
Well, there are different, but this is the most common. It's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then finally acceptance of the loss.
What's bargaining?
Where you say, well, God, if you will do this or that for me, then I will do this or that for you, or just bargaining with God, making a deal, or in your mind, of course. It's just doing everything you can in your mind to reconcile yourself with the loss.
Mm-hmm. And people need to go through all of these stages before they finally put it aside.
Huh? It is true. Many people think that grief is a quick process, but it's really not. It can take years sometimes to go through the, and you won't go through the stages necessarily in that order. They can go back and forth or any combination of those. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I think we're all familiar with denial, where you're just going to go on about your business as if nothing happened, and sooner or later that's going to catch up with you.
And it does. That's why as a funeral director, I think it's so important to have a funeral for a loved one, because that is an event that causes the death to become real, even to the point of viewing the loved one. A lot of times we're moving away from that, and I think that kind of interferes with the grief process.
Mm, interesting. That's an interesting idea. I had not given that any thought. We're talking with Jim Ayers. Jim is with the Grief Share program at the First Baptist Church of Commerce. Now, you mentioned you're a funeral home director, so you deal with this every day.
Yes. When people sit down at my arrangement table, I can see a lot of family dynamics that maybe have been buried for a long time.
And in this program that begins Monday night at the First Baptist Church, the people watch the videos, you have a discussion, and by sharing the thing that they all have in common helps them to get through this five-stage process.
It is a much easier process to work through when you share it with other people. You can learn a lot from other people's experience.
This is held at the First Baptist Church. You mentioned there's some other churches in the area that host these.
That's right. First Methodist Church in Wolf City has a program. I don't know when theirs are starting, but First Baptist Church in Sulphur Springs does meet on Wednesdays. I know that. And then Highland Avenue Baptist Church in Greenville meets on Thursdays. So those three churches that I know of have a meeting.
And we should say that this is coming from a Christian perspective.
It is. The curriculum is biblically based. The individuals who wrote the curriculum, created the program, are Christians, and they lost two of their children. So they are coming from personal experience.
Mm-hmm. There's an event coming up, and is it November, about the holidays?
It is. There's a special session called Surviving the Holidays, because grief can obviously change the experience of a holiday, such as Thanksgiving, Christmas, in a big way, because that you experience that loss in a whole new way. And that is on November 7th.
Now, this program, the Grief Share session for the fall, begins at 6 p.m. Monday at the First Baptist Church.
That's
Commerce.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. All right. Jim Ayers with Grief Share at First Baptist Church in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.